All right, I won't be long today, and I want to talk about today. It's a trend that has been started, and I'm starting to give you guys topics. And so even though it's there, it's like an illusion. It's almost like a magic trick, but what's on the screen above understanding the Bible with typology is, y'all ready for it? The topic is, look at somebody and say, are you my type? All right, that's what I want to talk about today. Are you my type? Are you my type? I'm not asking you guys that because I've been married almost 18 years. Y'all know my type. Y'all know how I like her. Amen. Amen. She's got beauty and brains. That's my type. I don't have any other types other than my type. She is my type. Lex is my type. Amen? But you guys see on the screen here that this person is obviously looking for a type. They are taking a risk, but some relationships actually do last on social media. You meeting your significant other on social media, I don't recommend that. I think we're streaming. If you're watching, don't scroll over to the next app to find your boo or your next. But this person is clearly looking for a type. Everybody say, are you my type? So we know about types. We know there are different types of pocketbooks. There's different types of foods. Different types of dogs. There's an altar call that's needed today, Brother Lawrence, because me and dogs do not get along. A dog is not Alpheus' best friend. That's not my type. Are you my type? Shoes lately, maybe I was scarred as a kid because I used to have to wear the strap-ons. Young kids, y'all probably don't know about the strap-ons, but we used to have to wear the strap-ons. Anybody know about the strap-ons? Where you, the shoes, you don't lace them up, you actually strap them. It's go, it makes that sound. You know, the Velcro. We used to call them strap-ems. And so lately, I'll go and I'll shoe shop, at least window shoe shop. But these shoes, these Air Force Ones, are at least $99 a pair, $300 a pair. Are you my type? Yes, I like Air Force Ones, I like J's. And plus, the young people think I look cool with J's. But they are so coveted that some pocketbooks are so coveted, people make fake Louis Vuitton pocketbooks. I used to call it Louis Vuitton, but I was corrected. It's Louis Vuitton, right? Louis Vuitton. And so I want to ask you guys, can you spot the fake? Can you spot the fake? All right, this pocketbook right here, this purse or handbag on the left has a lock, and then the one on the right has a lock. So I'll give you 2 seconds to say left or right when I say real or fake. So on the left, is it fake or real? On the left, fake or real? Okay, you say on the left is fake. On the right, is it fake or real? Okay, and the answer is, I hid the answer in the pocketbook, in the Louis Vuitton. The left is the real thing. So whoever got it right, you just told everybody. You just told everybody your business. How do you know? Because it's probably in your closet. Right here on the right, guys, is the top one is real or fake? The top pocketbook, is it real or fake? Is it real or fake? Is that a fake Louis Vuitton? Is that real? You say fake? Fake or real? All right, the bottom one, is it real or fake? And the answer is, you're probably saying, bro, I thought you're supposed to be teaching this morning. You haven't said one scripture. We're talking about pocketbooks. We're talking about types. I'm okay. Amen. I still love the Lord. I did read the Bible this week. So the top one, guys, is the real thing. It's the real thing. And so lately, I'm bringing news this morning because it's something disturbing, because you can actually order or shop for fake chicken, lab-grown chicken. This up top is not chicken traditionally raised in the field. That chicken was never birthed. Raise your hand if you would eat that. That's fake chicken. My roommate, almost over 20 years ago, he actually used to always have in the refrigerator crab meat. And then I found out later that it was actually not real crab meat, because we were in college. We couldn't afford real crab meat. It was what kind of crab meat? Imitation crab meat. It was imitation. It was not the real thing. Everybody shout, not the real thing. Y'all probably too young for this, but I remember, it's not in my notes, a cartoon where the little cartoon would say, not the mama. Do y'all remember that? Not the mama, not the mama. You remember that? Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not that old. Not the mama, but ask me about that later, and I'll pull up the YouTube video. And so, not the real thing. That's not real crab meat, but it looks like it. It's not real, but it looks like crab meat. It's cheaper. It is tasty. It's not even that healthy. But if you put this in some mac and cheese, and you have this imitation crab meat mac and cheese, it's a good day. These J's, these Jordans, these are four ways you can detect imitators. Everybody say imitators. Number one. If your grandson or your grandchild wants you to buy some Air Force Ones, don't get got. Number one, everybody say, look at the tag. Number one, look at the tag. Number two, inspect the stitching. Number three, analyze the Swoosh logo. All Swoosh Nike logos on shoes are not created the same. I'm already preaching. I'm saving you guys some money. $150 on fake shoes? Y'all would be ticked if you couldn't detect imitations. Number four, some of us actually are okay with imitations because you know it's cheaper and you're hoping nobody could tell that you don't have on the real thing. Amen? Or some of us, you'll buy something for your significant other or your kids and you say, I'm just telling you right now, this is an imitation something. You better be grateful. Am I right about it? This is what I could afford. Amen. Number four, the most important, look at the writing on the shoes. Look at the text. Everybody say, look at the text. That's four ways to detect imitators or imitations. So that's what we're about to do right now. Look at the text. Everybody say, look at the text. It's all about the text. This is the last day of the series, the how to interpret the Bible properly or correct or rightly divide the word of truth. Clap your hands if you think this has been rich for the summer. I wish we could keep this going all year. There's a new series in the pipeline. Amen. And so, but man, this right here is rich. Now, hopefully you guys feel equipped with some tools to fight the enemy with his lies. You know he's serving lies. Amen. And we can't eat lies. No, 1 Corinthians 11:1. God actually loves imitators or imitation. He loves imitation. He loves when we imitate Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, read it with me. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. In other words, we know we are imitating. We're not the real thing, but we're imitating what? The real thing. All right, we are imitating, we are acting like. Ephesians 5:1 says, ready, set, go. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. How are we going to imitate somebody we don't understand? How are we going to imitate something, a behavior we have no knowledge of? That's why studying God's word helps your character. Because how are you going to be better if you don't have a model? Amen? So typology, are you my type? Today, just a quick 2-minute review, typology in review. Everybody say typology. Type, are you my type? Typology is a tool. It is a theory. It is an approach to rightly divide the word of truth. Number two, in typology, everybody say typology. It's type. It acts like something else, but it's not the real thing. So you have this person, place, or thing. Everybody say person, place, or thing. Person, place, or thing. In the Bible, it's imitating, it's acting like the real thing, but it's not the real thing. So you're reading something, you're reading this noun, and it is not the real thing. But the real thing is greater than the imitator. The real thing is greater than the imitator. Amen. So number five, can you get God to say, that's my type? I want you guys to walk away with today, I know God is saying, I'm his type. Are you my type? Are you my type? Are you God's type? And hopefully I can make this clear in about 3 minutes. Can you get God to say, you're my type? Because, again, the imitator is less than what it's imitating. Amen. The real thing is greater than the imitator. Number six, who do your characteristics describe? Who are you imitating? Who are you trying to sound like? Who are you trying to look like? Don't even try to figure out when you look at me, all right? Who are you trying to sound like, look like, smell like? Amen? What do you want people to say when you leave their presence? What do you want them to say? What do you want your friends to say about you? What do you want we're worried about how people perceive us. Amen? I want to do they think I'm a jerk. I want to do they think I'm nice. I want to do they think, I want to do they see the real me. Luke 24:44 says, ready, set, it's not on the screen, guys, but if you want to turn there, but I want to lift the scripture. Luke 24:40 says, he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. This is Jesus talking, especially when it's written in red. Everything must be fulfilled. Everybody say, are you my type? With typology, the imitator is imitating something, all right? And it's all about fulfillment. Everybody say fulfillment. Again, Luke 24:44. The second half says, everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses. Jesus is talking in the New Testament. Everybody say New Testament. But he's talking about the Old Testament, talking about him. It's almost like somebody talking about you yesterday. You're living today, but somebody talking about you, something that you did yesterday. That makes sense? Be fulfilled that the written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. In other words, what I just read, guys, Jesus is saying this, everything will come to pass that these guys said it would come to pass. If you respect Moses, if you respect these prophets, they're talking about me. I'm here telling you what they told you. I'm here as a witness. I am here as evidence of what these guys said a long time ago. Everybody say a long time ago. And that's what typology is about. Typology continued. It's talking about pictures. It involves pictures. Everybody say pictures. It's involving symbols. Don't go to sleep on me, guys. I know I'm this is school. Y'all all right? All right. It's talking about pictures. And it's talking about the future. You have pictures in one. You have this situation, this real life account in history that is talking about something in the future. Number two, the shadow is the type. Some of this is a review. Everybody say the type. So the shadow is the type and the anti-type is the real thing. All you have to do is read it. Open book test. The anti-type is the real thing. All right. So Jesus is the real thing. Amen. We know this. Jesus is the real thing. Who's the real thing? Jesus is the real thing. And so whoever or whatever is imitating the real thing is the what? The type. So any noun that is imitating in God's word the real thing, which is Jesus, is labeled the type. The anti-type is greater than the type. All right? It's greater, it's stronger. It's the real thing. Number three, the type can be a noun. I've said that. The New Testament is basically the blue check mark. It is saying this type is legit. This type is ordained or orchestrated by God. So I want you guys to, when you're reading God's word, it can almost be tricky because you may think this is a type. But it may not be a type. The type that I'm talking about, you want it to be verified by the New Testament, and it has to point to Jesus. Everybody say this with me. Am? Yeah. No, that's not correct English. Everybody say, are. My actions pointing to Jesus. Everybody say, are my actions pointing to Jesus. So in the Old Testament, the type didn't know it was the type. Listen, Adam didn't know he was a type. Adam didn't know he was giving us a glimpse of Jesus in the future. And Adam was the first man on earth pointing to Jesus. Now, of course, we know this now because we're in 2023. Amen. But Adam was being used by God to point to Jesus. Ain't that awesome? Who wants to be used by God to point to Jesus? Adam was tempted, but guess what? He failed. Jesus was tempted, but Jesus did not what? He didn't fail. So Adam is a type. Again, the anti-type is greater than the type. So Adam is a type of Christ, but obviously Christ is greater than Adam. Because what we lost in Adam was made up in Jesus. Moses didn't know he was the type. What did Moses do? Moses, he led his people to what? Freedom. Give her a hand. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? She said, I'm shocked. Moses led his people to freedom. Moses was a type of Christ. Remember, in typology, the imitator is less than the person it's imitating, or the anti-type is greater than the type. So Moses was pointing to Christ in the Old Testament. Because, now again, he didn't know he was a type, but Moses was leading a group of people to freedom. He was delivering a chosen group out of bondage. And that's what Jesus does. Amen? Amen? If you choose Christ, you will be free. If you choose Jesus, you will be free. Amen? But how awesome to me, I don't know if I'm just nerding out, how awesome it is that in the Old Testament, that these accounts are pointing to Jesus. And they didn't even know how they were being used by God. Ain't that awesome? Noah didn't know he was pointing to Jesus. Noah built an what?
Ark.
An ark. Clap your hands. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Wherever you go to Sunday school, they teaching you right. It looks like your Sunday school teacher is to the right of you, right? Likely one of them, and to the left of you. I'm impressed. But guys, that account is a type, and every entity of that account is also a type, because in order to get in the ark, you have to go through a what? Or door. And whoever went through the door on the was what? Jesus. In the New Testament, it is written that Jesus is a door. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, what, gets to the Father except through me as the door. The door on the ark is a type. Jesus is the anti-type greater than the door. The ark, the door on the ark. Amen? Jonah didn't know he was a type. The whale didn't know it was a type. The whale was just wailing out. The whale was wailing out. Cut. I mean, I'll edit that out. It wasn't wailing out. It was wailing out. And the whale, the fish, it swallowed who? Jonah. But the fish was a type of tomb, because Jonah was in the whale. He was under. It was like Jonah was dead for 3 days. And then when the fish spit Jonah out, he was what? He was resurrected. Do y'all see that type? But reading that now, you're going to be like, man, this is pointing to, listen, typology will make everybody in this room able to come up here and preach a good old 15-minute sermon. Amen? Because I feel like running to Clemson right now, to that bakery. No, I'm just kidding. Because this is good stuff. You mean to tell me that something thousands of years could predict or could reveal something that has not happened yet? And so typology is a tool. It is a resource. It is, I like to say it like this. The New Testament is an introvert in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is an extrovert in the New Testament. It is almost like the New Testament is in the Old Testament, but is an introvert. And introverts are normally what? Quiet. They are there, but they are not letting you know. They're not letting you know their hand. They will not brag on themselves. But you may have to dig a little bit to see what an introvert is all about. I am an introvert with the extrovert calling. Amen? But the Old Testament is an extrovert in the New Testament. In the New Testament, the Old Testament is screaming out loud. If you really pay attention, if you look in the New Testament, Jesus will verify the Old Testament. It's the blue check mark. Am I making sense? I'm going to end on this. Told you I won't be long. All right. Y'all okay? I'm going to end on this, because Psalm 22 is the verse I want to focus on for 2 minutes. This thing is so crazy. I hate to say it like that, but man, it's just, that's what I'm feeling. It is so crazy that in Psalm 22, David can write something. First of all, David is a type of Christ. David was a king. Jesus is the king. Amen. So David, his whole life, his experiences is a type. It points to Christ, or it reveals what's to come. David didn't know it at the time, but he was being used by God. Anybody in this room, you've ever felt uncomfortable? You've experienced something. You say, God, I don't know how you're using this for my good. I actually don't like it, but I trust you. Anybody else had that experience? You say, I do not know why I'm going through this, but I trust you that you're going to use it for your. Psalm 22, David writes about 1,000 years before Christ was even here, roughly 1,000 years. He writes this. The documents, the manuscripts are revealing 1,000 years before what's in the New Testament this. Psalm 22 verse 1 says, read this if you can see it. Ready, set, go. My God, why have you forsaken me? Read with me. Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. I'm not making this up. Doesn't that sound like somebody on the cross? Who does it sound like? Said the exact same thing. This was written 1,000 years before Jesus said this in real life on the cross. Typology. Are you my type? David wrote this, Matthew 27, 46, so you won't think I'm making it up. It is written, about 3 p.m. You can't make this up. And you want to say the Bible is not true. How descriptive the Bible is. Yes, it's vague. It's hard to misunderstand. About 3 p.m. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? I'm not trying to trick you, but who would write something that says about three in the afternoon? Somebody that was an eyewitness. Somebody that was there. Amen? An eyewitness testimony. About 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice. I think this is something you would remember. You would remember a man on the cross crying out, this, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means what? My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? Two different accounts, two different situations by two different people saying the same thing. One thing points to the real thing. The fake points to the real. Y'all okay? I can go home on this. I mean, I could just stop right there. That is crazy to me. All right? Psalm 22, verse 7. Read it with me. Ready, set, go. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. In other words, they were bullying Jesus on the cross, young people. Have you guys seen bullying at school? Already at school? You've seen bullying? People bullying people already and you just got to school? Punching too? It's kind of what the Bible says here. They hurled insults, which means they bullied Jesus with their mouth. In Matthew 27, yeah, it's a true story. She looked shocked. She said, if they talked about Jesus, they will talk about you, but it's okay. Jesus, Matthew 27, 39, those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, read this with me. You who are going to be destroyed, you who are going to be, I should have ate some bacon this morning. You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. 1,000 years before this really happened, was written in Psalm 22. That's typology. That's the type. Y'all see the type. Everything concerning an account in the Old Testament could be a type. So when you guys are reading, as we close out this series and you're reading God's word, again, go the speed limit. Psalm 22, verse 16, it says, dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. It's just interesting to me that in the Old Testament, you're using words like pierce, hands, and feet, and the crucifixion has not happened yet. Why would you be prompt to say pierced hands and feet? Which is an analogy. It's a figure of speech, kind of like the song today, being under fire. You're not on fire. Your life is not on fire. A life full of fire means it's a life full of trouble. Y'all see that? Why would David say that? Everybody say why. Why? Because he's being used by God. God is using all things to point to Christ. Listen, God is going to get the glory. He is going to get the glory out of a chair, or he's going to get the glory out of the person sitting in the chair. Almost finished. John 20, 25 says, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, I will not believe. Lastly, they divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. This is 1,000 years before it happened in the New Testament. Divide my clothes and cast lots for my garments. It's like, it's almost like you're taking one scripture and you're putting that scripture in the Old Testament to make it fit. It almost seems like you're trying to, like plagiarism, or what's the word I'm looking for? It's almost like you're trying to, it's almost like a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. Amen. It is divine, it's by divine providence. Amen. John 19, 23 confirms Psalm 22. I'm going to end on this. Everybody say, God has a type. He has a type. So we know that the anti-type is greater than the, and the type is pointing to the anti-type or the real thing. Amen. It's an imitator, which is okay. It's okay to imitate. Amen. God wants us to imitate him. And so I want to lift this as I finish, because tell me what's going on in this picture. This church is a type. The individuals in this church, it was clear to me about 3 days ago, you guys are a type. This church believes in helping. Am I right about it? This Judah is a type. You are advocates for those who are in need. I heard it from the horse's mouth from a college student that this church is so loud about caring for college students. This person told me with their own mouth that they appreciate this church for caring and helping. You guys are pointing to who? Christ, who is an advocate for those in need. Amen. Y'all should clap. I know y'all sitting humble. This church should be clapping. You say, yeah, we try our best. No, y'all doing it. We doing it. We're family. Amen. Y'all not trying. We doing it. Some churches, no shade, 3-4 times the size are not doing what you guys are doing for college students. No shade. I'm just telling you the facts. And so you guys continue to be the type. God is saying, you my type. He said, you my type. Your height, your eyebrows, I'm trying to make it plain. Your hair, don't change your hair color. Judah, don't change a thing. Amen. Don't go on a diet. That's what I hear the Lord. No, I'm going to continue to try. Amen. Guys, tell me what's going on in this picture. Who's the type? We have a picture of a counselor, a therapist. He is helping a person that needs what? A counsel. So guys, if you in this room and somebody always call you for advice and you help them, you're a type. You're a type of Christ. The moment you do that and you give advice and you help and you counsel and you act like a therapist, not on the clock, and you leave that conversation, you say, I need a check for this. You are a type. You are an imitator of Christ. Because, listen, when nobody can give us answers, who do we pray to? Who seems to always have the right thing to say? The anti-type. Let's bring this home to students. The person that's being bullied, you have the bully, and then you have the person that helps the person that's being bullied. Young people, the moment you help somebody that's being bullied, you are a type of Christ. You are being Christ-like. When you help somebody that's being bullied, you are a type of Christ. You are an imitator of Christ. What would Jesus do? If he was in the situation, he would help the bully. Amen? Anybody that goes into a building and risks their lives to keep you from burning up is all right with me. Amen? On earth, we know we have individuals that are underpaid that are the type. They are a type of Christ in my eyes, because Christ does what? He keeps us from the fire eternally. It makes sense? And so I wish a firefighter was in the room, because, man, he would feel good right about now. Any firefighters in the room, just in case? Anybody know a firefighter? Any firefighters watching? You are a type. You're a type of Christ. Everybody standing. I told you guys I would end a little bit early. Feels early to me. I got about 40 more minutes in me at 11:40. Bottom line, Jesus is our Savior. Read this with me. Ready, set, go. Jesus is our Savior. He is our hero. He is our advocate. Bottom line, Jesus is the type of man I want to be like. When you stop bullying, when you rescue someone from danger, you are being like Jesus. No, we're not in the Old Testament. We're post-New Testament. We're in the present, but we know there's a future, right? There's a future, and a part of the future is somebody's coming back soon to rescue us. Amen? Jesus is coming soon. He is coming soon. I heard somebody in the room in your spirit says, hurry up! There's a lot going on earth, right? It's a lot going on earth. But he ain't here yet. And so while we are waiting, I want to encourage you guys, us Christians in the room, to continue to be a type of Christ. God is saying, are you my type? Are you my type? You are a type of Christ when you XYZ, because you are rescuing, you are saving a person from harm. This week, homework or admonishment, consider seeking out someone that needs help and trigger yourself being a type of Christ. Guys, it may be advice, it may be $20, it may be a hug, it may be an apple pie, whatever it may be. If I couldn't resist. Perhaps God is saying, the one who acts like my son is my type. Luke 6:40, as we end the series, this is a great way to end this series on the scripture. A disciple, read this with me, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, we will be like his teacher. And that's what this series was all about. Getting these tools, learning how to be like the teacher. We are teaching you guys, but we're trying to be like the teacher. Anybody else want to be like the teacher? Anybody else want to be like Christ? Anybody else want to be, not like Mike, anybody want to be like Christ? Amen. Let's leave here and be Christ-like. That's what typology is about. Let's be like the teacher. Amen. So you guys, please close your eyes and think about ways this week you can be God's type. Think about ways you can be God's type. What could you do to make God say, I'm proud of you this week? I know it's kind of simple, practical homework, but I know you guys do a lot, but what could you intentionally do this week? Please don't underestimate your influence and your awesomeness and your superpowers. You guys, you have a lot to offer. I don't know who needs to hear that. In this room, you have a lot to offer. God is waiting on you to imitate His Son. Please don't waste a day. Don't waste a second. Don't waste a, if you're in college, if you are retired, if you're chilling, guys, you can be God's type. Amen. Be God's type. What is God speaking to you right now? Is it a person you have in mind? Is it an organization? Is it this church? Could you do more at this church to help the community? It is something you can do that will help somebody else. And I pray that you will leave here, guys, and be strengthened, be encouraged to be that testimony, to be that light, to be that type. Obviously, with God's help. God, thank you for this message. You did it again. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.